There are a number of reasons Hollywood writers are on strike against major studios. Mainly, they want higher wages and more residuals from the streaming platforms. But another issue writers are concerned about, the use of artificial intelligence in writing films and TV shows. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on what worries screenwriters about a possible future with AI in the writer's room, and on the perhaps surprising ways some writers are embracing the technology.
Movie and TV writers have envisioned AI as evil, as in The Terminator.
I'll be back.
Or traitorous, as in the film 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Or empathetic, like in the film Her.
Like, are these feelings even real? Or are they just programming?
In real life, some Hollywood writers on strike say they're worried studio executives could eventually replace them with AI. That's one concern for comedy writer Miranda Berman, who picketed outside Paramount Pictures this week.
This is only the beginning. If they take writers' jobs, they'll take everybody else's jobs, too. And also in movies, you know, like, the robots kill everyone in the end.
On the picket line outside Universal Studios, TV writer Lynette Tichel said she's worried studios will hire fewer writers to simply doctor up whatever the machines come up with.
We're coming back fighting so that Alexas and whatnot aren't writing our stories. We're not here to rewrite a machine. We're not against the use, you know, if we can find a way to be reasonable, but they cannot be the genesis of any creation. We create these worlds.
Tichel says she recently read a script written by ChatGPT.
And it was terrifying. Now, was the quality there? No, absolutely not. The structure was there, so they understand the structure of what to do, but it had no depth. It had no spirit. It didn't have nuance. It wouldn't understand how to handle race, certain jokes, things like that.
The Writers Guild of America, which called for the strike, says writers want more regulation of AI. For example, bans on studios using it to write or rewrite things like stories, treatments, and screenplays, or even write the source material that human writers would adapt for the screen. They also don't want the writers' work to be used to train AI. Meanwhile, the studios, represented by the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, say that the use of AI raises hard, important, creative, and legal questions for everyone, and that it requires more discussion. They also point out that the current agreement already defines writers as people, so AI-generated material wouldn't be eligible for writing credits. During a recent earnings call, Disney CEO Bob Iger told investors that AI development presents opportunities and benefits to the company.
We're already starting to use AI to create some efficiencies and ultimately to better serve consumers. But it's also clear that AI is going to be highly disruptive, and it could be extremely difficult to manage, particularly from an IP management perspective.
AI experts and writers say the new technology isn't yet able to write a good script. But AI is starting to crop up in Hollywood productions, and some are embracing it as a tool. Writers from the show Mrs. Davis used algorithms to generate episode titles. And as part of the promotion for their show, co-creators Tara Hernandez and Damon Lindelof ran the Mrs. Davis premise through what's called an AI visualizer program. Computer-generated images popped up when they typed prompts into a keyboard.
And the prompt would go a little something like this. Mrs. Davis is a series about a nun, Sister Simone. She's a great nun, but she's also cool. She's an awesome renegade nun who rides a motorcycle.
With a helmet.
Always
wear a helmet.
Always, yes.
And the nun has to find the Holy Grail in order to destroy this AI.
Other Hollywood writers say they're using AI in the form of language learning models to come up with ideas or spin out potential plot lines or develop characters.
Using it as a brainstorming tool and as a research aid.
TV writer Matt Nick says he tested several AI programs to give him episode ideas for his show True Lies. He says he recently pitched a new show and needed to research how a particular governmental agency worked.
Which you could do through a search engine, but it's a lot easier to do it with AI because immediately after asking, okay, so what is the internal structure of this organization, you can then start building on that and saying, okay, so let's say there's a character named Joe who has this position, and let's say there's a character named Tina who has this position. How frequently would Joe and Tina be interacting?
Nick says when it comes to brainstorming ideas, if you make a single request, an AI program is likely to spit out the most cliched version of what it's seen before.
But if you play with it and you say, no, no, I don't want just one idea for this. I want five ideas for this. Then it has to dig a little bit deeper and give you the less likely ideas.
Nix has been playing around with an AI app called Pickaxe. With it, writers can generate written scenes by describing their plots and characters in a text box. Pickaxe was built by Mike Gioia and Ian Eck, who run a film and media production company. Gioia says screenwriters have told them Pickaxe is a helpful tool
to do like 80% of the work for them, like get around writer's block, generate like a B-minus version of a scene or a conversation that they can then spruce up. It's a far way from being able to write screenplays. So I don't think many writers have to worry about their jobs.
Eck agrees.
It's the creatives that are actually getting more empowered because you still need a creative mind. You need taste. You need to know what makes interesting drama and interesting characters, what makes a story good and what makes it human. That sensibility is not coming from the studio heads.
I tested out Pickaxe to see what it would come up with for the opening of a movie about an NPR reporter doing a story about how Hollywood writers are using AI.
Interior. Script AI office day. A young writer turns around and smiles.
We input data about what makes a successful movie, plot structure, genre conventions, character traits, and our algorithm generates a fully formed screenplay.
Suddenly alarms blare. Red lights flash.
The algorithm. It's gone rogue.
Panic ensues as Mandalit looks around in horror. The camera pans to show other workers screaming and running.
It's generating plot lines that make no sense, characters that contradict themselves. We have to stop it before it's too late.
The technology is still developing, but so far, even the AI-generated script envisions the bots running amok, just like all those sci-fi movies we've seen before. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.